Welcome to The Interview Chair. My name is Jimmy Casas and I am your host. Are you an educator who is currently feeling overwhelmed, exhausted, or wondering if you can continue to do this work? Visualize yourself back in the interview chair. You are genuine, sincere, and full of passion. You convinced the group of people that you were the best person for the job and you believed it. That is the real you. Thank you for joining me as I take you back to the interview chair to remind you of why you wanted to become an educator. Welcome to episode 51 of the interview chair. Effective educators tell the truth. A new teacher hesitantly asks his principal after a walkthrough, "What did you think after you walked through my classroom?" "It was great. The kids seemed engaged and interested in what you were sharing," responds the principal. Now, on the surface, this may appear to be a typical response or what you might expect the conversation to look like between a teacher and principal after a quick walkthrough. But let me ask you, what did this response really say? Did the principal really mean it was great, or was she just being cordial? What was great about it? Were all students engaged? Were they really all interested? Or was this just her polite way of avoiding pointing out some concerns? Moreover, what is the teacher's thinking? Is the teacher wondering if the principal really did think it was great? Or was she just trying to be nice and was afraid that his feelings would be hurt if she told him the truth? Tell the truth. Seems simple, doesn't it? But in schools around the country, conversations like these happen daily between teachers and administrators, as well as teachers and students. I found that in most schools, people are really good at being congenial, but not necessarily collegial. In other words, many of the conversations remain on the surface and really never go to a deeper dialogue for fear of hurting someone's feelings or upsetting a colleague. It is common practice to hear staff talk amongst each other at a morning department meeting or after school grade level meeting about a school event, how their weekend was, or bannering over who they believe is the GOAT in women's college basketball. Well, this Iowan here says, without a doubt, Caitlin Clark, hands down, my friends. Seriously. Although perfectly normal and even healthy for the overall school climate, what is also needed are conversations that help both students and staff become better. Conversations that are genuine. Conversations that are about performance, instruction, school climate issues, and school policies. Or discussions about grading practices and classroom management or even family engagement, or addressing inappropriate student behavior. The best teachers and school leaders I know are not afraid to have honest, candid conversations to speak the truth about these issues I mentioned previously. They exhibit a willingness to go further with the discussion in order to encourage more questions, truthful dialogue, and reflection, because they understand that without reflection, there cannot be growth. They also believe that people will behave however we allow them to behave. Courageous leaders are not afraid to address underperformance, and caring teachers don't shy away from telling the truth when it comes to working with their students. Excellent leaders, like excellent teachers, recognize that when a teacher or student has not given their best effort, they recognize that. However, rather than admonish their efforts, they challenge them appropriately to do better. Both have tremendously high expectations, and when those expectations are not met, rather than say good job and leave it at that, they may follow up with something along the lines of, "What did you like about your performance?" or "What would you do differently if you were given another chance?" You see, excellence never settles. It is never satisfied with just good. Good enough is not part of a great educator's vernacular. Over the years, I would often get frustrated with staff who were toxic, did the minimum, or failed students on a regular basis. I spent more time complaining to my secretary and assistant principals than to whoever would listen to me because it was easier to do so. That is until my mentor and coach pushed back on me that afternoon and told me that the issue I was venting about was not a teacher issue, but rather a leadership issue. In other words, my issue. Although I didn't want to hear that hard truth, I needed to hear it. I'd fallen far from the interview chair where I shared that not only would I have had the courage to address these issues if hired, but that I would address them. Eventually, I learned that the more I addressed these issues with staff and students, not only did I continue to get better at managing my emotions, I became more honest in my responses and was able to navigate most of them without straining the relationship or negatively impacting the morale of my staff. In doing so, I shifted my mindset first and then used this mini framework to minimize my missteps. Mindset. My mindset shifted to be curious in mind and ask myself why this person is behaving the way they are behaving before speaking to them. Pausing here reduced my judgment of others. And what were those next steps? Well, one, always start with a wellness check. How are you doing? How are things going? All good? You don't seem yourself. Everything okay? Those types of questions. Second, ask follow-up questions like, tell me more. What do you mean? What did they say? How did that make you feel? How did they respond? Next, communicate clear expectations. I need you to know that. I need to be clear that. You know how I feel about that. And lastly, circle back. Always follow up to check on an individual after having a difficult conversation to get a pulse on how things are going and to gauge how the person is feeling. There are no guarantees that following these steps will alleviate all of your issues or that a conversation with a staff member won't negatively impact your relationship with said person. There are no perfect frameworks, my friends. But when done consistently and fairly and with compassion over a long period, I firmly believe from my own personal experience and from coaching leaders over the last 10 years that you will get better results overall. Moreover, it will no longer be about your behavior because others will see and learn that you no longer allow behaviors to continue without trying to address them. Now, a message about IXL. Over 1 million teachers use IXL in their classrooms every day for one reason. They love it. IXL makes the magic happen in classrooms. Why is IXL so special? Well, IXL is the most widely used online learning and teaching platform for K-12. It empowers schools with a complete curriculum, thousands of instructional resources, robust reporting, and assessment data. IXL saves teachers valuable time with ready-made plans aligned to their standards and textbooks. Built-in engagement tools like custom competitions make learning fun for students. Dr. Trujillo, a district superintendent, says, "For the teacher, IXL opens up the door to be a lot more effective and provide more differentiated instruction. Empower your teachers with the tools and insights they need to enhance instruction, all in one single, easy-to-use platform. Get started today at IXL.com. And now back to today's episode. It is important to understand that whether we are working with students or working with adults, we don't do them any favors when we are not honest with our feedback. Of course, effective teachers and administrators have figured out that the key is to get others to see the value of feedback for themselves so students and staff don't feel attacked or defeated. Caring teachers manage the conversation in a way that leaves students feeling challenged and invigorated to come back and try it again because someone took the time to explain to them in detail what they did well. I recently had a conversation with a teacher who explained that she never includes a grade when she reviews a student's work for the first time and also makes sure to provide detailed feedback with examples in writing. Why does she do that? Because she views a student's first submission of work as the first attempt at success. She believes it is her duty to provide meaningful and truthful feedback in order to push her students towards excellence. She stated to me, "Jimmy, my students know that I won't allow them to be satisfied with a passing mark or accept a mediocre paper. No, not in this class. They know I love them and I am all about being truthful with my feedback, but I try to do so in a caring way in order to help them grow." Likewise, caring leaders have learned that it is best to address staff members by being truthful and upfront with them when they are not meeting expectations. It is not fair, nor is it appropriate, to keep staff guessing in terms of expectations because the building leader is afraid to address legitimate concerns or to state he or she truly believes is the best solution for all students and staff. When some staff members are not submitting grades on time, not actively supervising kids on the playground, not showing up promptly for team meetings, or treating colleagues disrespectfully, strong and caring leaders do not shirk their responsibilities. They address the behavior. Not only do they address it, but they do so in a way that is fair and consistent, leaving the staff member feeling supported because the correction was done in a way that made them feel heard and understood, and More importantly, they were left with a clear understanding of what is expected of them. Regardless of the difficulty of the conversation, excellent educators never avoid these crucial conversations. When they do so, they unfortunately alienate their most invested students and invested staff who, by their own standards and admission, thrive better in an environment that expects excellence and is not afraid to confront the truth. The job of all teachers and building and district administrators is to help their students and their employees grow and develop in their roles as learners. This progress can only happen if they are honest and accept the responsibility that leadership is about helping others achieve success, one truthful conversation at a time. My friends, it is time to recalibrate. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast, and I hope that you will join me each week as I take you back to the interview chair. Because I know this, that when you sat in that interview chair, that, my friends, was the best version of you. Be sure to check out my website at jimmycostas.com/theinterviewchair for links, resources, and show notes. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at @Costas_Jimmy. If you enjoyed today's show from the interview chair, subscribe to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere you listen to your favorite podcasts to ensure you never miss an episode.